Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today, we're continuing our history lesson all about a cold place.
That's right. We are taking a trip to Greenland and learning a little bit about the history there.
Yeah, one of the fun facts we talked about yesterday is why it's called Greenland. A Viking explorer named Eric the Red gave it this name in order to encourage people to move there.
But after his people left and didn't live there anymore, what happened next? That's what we're going to be talking about in today's lesson in our article called Greenland's Cool History.
Greenland's Cool History. After the disappearance of the Norse settlement, European involvement with the island ceased for a few centuries. But in 1721, a Norwegian priest set out for Greenland as a missionary, planning to search for the lost settlement to give them spiritual guidance. Instead, he found Inuit communities and sought to convince them to convert to Christianity. Over the course of several generations, most of the Inuit became Christian, and Greenland became a colony of Denmark, which at the time was united with Norway. When Norway and Denmark split into separate nations, Norway asserted that they should own Greenland, but an international court ruled that the island still belonged to Denmark.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 missionary 这个名词，意思是传教士。譬如 ,As a missionary, he traveled to remote areas and received financial support from his church each month. 作为一名传教士，他前往偏远地区，每月都从教会获得资助。Missionary work 就是指传教工作，譬如Missionary work often involves educating local communities, helping them access basic supplies, and sharing beliefs. 传教工作通常包括教育当地社区，帮助他们获得基本物资以及分享信仰。Religious mission 则是指宗教使命或是海外传教团。譬如 ,The church organizes at least two religious missions each year,to provide aid and education. 该教会每年至少组织两次宣教活动以提供援助与教育。
Yesterday, we learned that many waves of migration, or groups of people, came to Greenland and tried to live there. Eventually, though, those Vikings were not there anymore.Let's find out what happened.
Yeah, those Vikings just disappeared. We're not quite sure what happened to them, but we find out a little bit more about what happened after that in the first part of our lesson today. Let's read together.
All right, we start off here. After the disappearance of the Norse settlement. Now, let's pay attention here. Norse refers to the Nordic countries of Scandinavia, so we're talking about those Vikings.
Okay, we're using slightly different words here to talk about that same people group we were discussing yesterday. Okay, so the Norse settlement disappeared. European involvement with the island ceased for a few centuries.
All right, European involvement. If you have involvement with something,You're taking part in it. You're interacting with it.
Here's an example. His involvement in the project was helpful.
So, they had involvement there before in the form of that Norse settlement, but after that, their involvement ceased. If something ceases, it stops completely.
Ceased just means stopped. It's a little bit of a fancier way to say it. Here's another example. The rain has finally ceased.
All right, so they weren't involved with Greenland at all anymore for a few centuries or several hundred years. But in 1721, a Norwegian priest set out for Greenland as a missionary, planning to search for the lost settlement to give them spiritual guidance. So after hundreds of years, he thought they were still there.
He did. He didn't know that they had disappeared. What did he find there? Well, we read together. Instead, he found Inuit communities and sought to convince them to convert to Christianity.
Yeah, he wanted to convert them. The word convert really just means to change something from one thing to another. In this more religious context, this means that someone changes to believing in a different religion.
Let's use this in a few examples. So you could say they want to convert the old factory into homes. Or if you want to use this in the religious sense, you could say he converted from an atheist to Christianity.
Okay, so it makes sense. He went there as a missionary, so he wanted to share religion with these communities. And over the course of several generations, most of the Inuit became Christian.
Okay, so this missionary was successful in converting these people, and Greenland became a colony of Denmark.
Okay, a colony of the country of Denmark, which at the time was united with Norway. When we say at the time here, we mean during that particular period. We're not talking about right now.
And this phrase, at the time, is very helpful when we're discussing history, because over the years, things do change. The way countries interact with each other, countries' borders, or the way governments are do change. So it's helpful to use this phrase, at the time.
Yeah, and we are talking about something that has changed. At the time, Denmark and Norway were united as one government. But that's not true today.
Exactly. Here's another example of how you could use at the time in a sentence, friends. At the time, I didn't understand, but now I do.
All right, that's a good way to use that. Well, when Norway and Denmark split into separate nations, Norway asserted that they should own Greenland.
All right, Norway wanted to own Greenland, and they asserted this. If you assert something, it means that you state something confidently and sometimes even forcefully.
Yeah, you might assert something, hoping that it will become true. You might assert that you have the right to do something, but you have to wait for the court case to see if you really do have that right.
Yeah, and that's kind of what was going on here, friends. Norway and Denmark became their own separate countries, and Norway wanted to claim Greenland, but that's not what happened.
No, it's not. This went through an international court. So not just a local court in your county or city, but one that decides things between countries or really big groups. And they decided something.
They did. They ruled that the island still belonged to Denmark. So remember earlier we said that Greenland was a colony of Denmark, and after this court ruling, this was still true.
This was still true. Well, we're going to find out what happened after this as we continue to go through this history in just a moment. Let's go to our next reading.
Greenland's cool history. Today, Greenland remains part of Denmark, but Denmark's law says Greenland can become independent whenever it chooses. Most people in Greenland want to become independent eventually, but so far they have not voted for independence for fear that Greenland's government would collapse without financial support from Denmark.
接下来我们来看 independent 这个形容词，意思是独立的、自主的。譬如 Though Nancy is independent and usually does things by herself, she is open to advice from people she respects. 虽然 Nancy 很独立，通常独自处理事情，但她乐于自己尊敬的人的建议。Independent 的名词是将刺猬的 T 改为 CE， 变成 independence， 意思就是独立或是自立。譬如 ，Attending 4 years of college strengthened her sense of independence。四年的大学生活加强了她的独立意识。形容词 autonomous 也表示自制的、自主的，强调拥有自我管理权且不受外界干预。譬如。The team works as an autonomous group with little to no supervision. 该团队以自治小组的形式运作，几乎不需要监督。
So we learned about that court case. It was decided that Greenland would still be a part of Denmark. Is that still true today? And what is the situation of people living in Greenland?
Well, it tells us right here in our article, friends. Let's read it together. Today, Greenland remains part of Denmark, but Denmark's law says Greenland can become independent whenever it chooses.
Yeah, and I have heard this in the news before. They have elections sometimes. People can vote and decide if they want to become a country or not.I don't think that's happened yet, though.
Yeah, and it says that in our article as well. Most people in Greenland want to become independent eventually, but so far they have not voted for independence. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about a few of these terms.
Let's start with that word, eventually. If you want something eventually, you want it in the future at some time,Usually that time isn't clear, and you believe that right now is not the right time.
Okay, let's use this in another example. She lost her keys, but eventually found them in her coat pocket.
Yeah, the idea there is it was at some point in the future, but not right when you started looking for them. We also used this little phrase in here, so far.
So far, friends, means up to now or up until this point. Here's an example. So far, the trip has been great. Up until this point, there have been no problems and the trip is good.
So, this is interesting so far. People in Greenland want to be independent at some point, but not right now. They haven't voted for it.And let's see why that is.
Okay, well, we can read the rest of this sentence to find out. They have not voted for independence for fear that Greenland's government would collapse without financial support from Denmark.
All right, if something collapses, we could talk about a building falling down or some other organization failing suddenly.
Here's an example.I am afraid that the business deal might collapse. It might fail suddenly.
So they're afraid the government will collapse without financial support. Financial support is money given to help someone or some organization.
Here's another example. They received financial support from the government.
So this makes a lot of sense to me. After all, we said the population of Greenland is very small, so there's not a lot of money there.
There isn't. So if the government in Denmark is financially supporting Greenland, it might be a good idea for Greenland to continue to be a colony of Denmark.
You know what else is a good idea? Jumping into those cold, cold waters for a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's set out to find it. Early one morning, a group of hikers packed their bags, checked their maps, and stepped onto a quiet trail. The sun was just rising, and the air felt fresh. That's the moment they set out on their journey.The phrase set out means to begin a trip or start going somewhere with a purpose. It often sounds a little more formal or story-like than just saying leave. For example, they set out early to reach the mountain before noon. Or she set out on a long journey across the country. Now, let's look at a few other useful set phrases. Set up means to arrange or prepare something. For example, they set up the equipment before the event. Set off is very similar to set out. It also means to begin a journey. For example, the group set off before sunrise. Set aside means to save something for later. For example, he set aside some money for the trip. And setback means to delay or cause a problem. For example, the rain set back their plans. So, whether you're starting a journey, making preparations, or dealing with delays, set is a very busy word in English. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Greenland's cool history. During World War II, Denmark's ambassador to the United States granted the U.S. permission to establish military bases on the island, one of which still exists. Greenland sits in a strategic location off the coast of North America, so its future may be more important for global affairs than its climate and population may suggest.
The spy navigated the foreign country with strategic movements and measured words. 这名间谍凭着战略性的行动和谨慎的言辞在异国他乡穿梭自如。Strategic 字为 IC, 改为 Y, 就变成名词 strategy, 是指策略、计谋。例如 ,playing chess requires strategies that allow players to anticipate and counter an opponent's moves.下西洋棋需要策略，让棋手能够预判并且应对对手的招式。Strategic 的副词是 strategically, 意思是战略性的、计策的。譬如 ,The martial arts master moved strategically to take his opponent by surprise. 这位武术大师巧妙地移动身位，让对手措手不及。That's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So, friends, you might have heard of Greenland in the news in recent years. There has been a lot of interaction with the United States, but there is some interesting history to talk about there. Let's do that now.
Okay, let's read together, friends. We see here, during World War II, Denmark's ambassador to the United States granted the U.S. permission to establish military bases on the island, one of which...still exists.
Let's talk about a couple of those terms. This right or ability was granted. If something is granted, it is officially given or allowed.
Here's an example. Permission was granted for us to camp in that forest.
I think of asking a teacher in school, can you grant me permission to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's another good example. So the U.S. wanted to establish a military base, and Denmark granted them permission. We also see something else here, friends. It's that phrase, still exists.
Still exists. If something still exists, it continues to be present. It's still around. It hasn't disappeared or died off.
Let's use still exists in a sentence. The old tradition still exists today.
Okay, so there is still a military base from the United States on Greenland. Greenland sits in a strategic location off the coast of North America, so its future may be more important for global affairs than its climate and population may suggest.
Okay, let's talk about what we mean by global affairs here, friends. When we're talking about global affairs, we're talking about important events and relations between countries.
Here's another example sentence. You might study global affairs in college because you want to become a diplomat.
So we learned about the position of Greenland on the map yesterday. It sits off the coast of Canada, and it sounds like the Vikings were able to reach it as well when they settled there. So I can see that this would be a very convenient location for many people.
Yeah, mainly this is because of climate change these days. It's becoming easier and easier for ships to go close to the North Pole, which would mean going right around Greenland.
Ah, I see. So Greenland has become more and more important when it comes to global affairs.
All right, friends, we're not quite done yet, but right now it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加动词加 for fear that 加主词加 would should might 点点点加动词的句型，它用来表示因为担心某种不好的结果发生而避免某个行动。其中片语连接词 for fear that 引导元音子句，语义接近，唯恐或害怕什么什么发生。 在 that 子句中， 为了表达可能性或潜在风险， 常会搭配 would, should, might, may 或 will 等助动词。 如果 for fear of 后面接的是名词， 则使用 for fear of 加名词或动名词。 例如 for fear of failure， 这个结构常见于较正式或书面语， 用来强调行动背后的顾虑或心理动机。来看这个例句， The hikers stayed on the marked path for fear that they might get lost in the dense fog. 登山者们沿着标示的小径前进，生怕在浓雾中迷失方向。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of this article, and you know what that means. It's time for us to take a look at our Talk About It question. What part of Greenland's history interests you the most?
I have an easy answer to that. It is definitely the Vikings going there. At that time, people didn't know all that much about the map of the world. These brave sailors went west, traveling to places like Iceland and Greenland, not knowing if they would ever hit land.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I was also interested to learn about the different waves of migration to Greenland, how people didn't just go there one time, but different people at different times and from different places settled in Greenland.
And people still live there today. The lives of the Inuit communities that live there are fascinating. They survive on eating very unique foods with a unique culture. There are some influencers online who live there that you can go and check out.
This is definitely something that you should do. If this topic interests you, friends, we've really only scratched the surface of the history and culture of Greenland. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, friends, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.